The New Orleans-based Pelican Institute for Public Policy has released a report on state worker annual salaries that exceed $200,000. A total of 110 state employees currently fall into that category. The vast majority are employed in higher education. Pelican Institute President Kevin Kane says he's not judging the salaries, but he says they are a talking point for how taxpayer dollars are spent.
I'm not saying that you can't have somebody who's worth $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000, but let's look at what they're doing. Let's look at how we're going to define success for somebody.
A state lawmaker from ERAF passed a resolution in the just-ended legislative session requiring the Board of Regents to study executive compensation at the university system offices and boards. Representative Simone Champagne is concerned that six-figure salaries may be connected to rising tuition.
I just want to make sure that we do have our administrative salaries are within reason without putting the burden on our students and our families. Basically what I'm after.
Champagne says the issue is more relevant than ever as LSU searches for a new system president and a chancellor for the flagship campus. She says the report to the legislature is due in February.
Now we'll continue to research in this interim so that we can come back with the valid information. And of course you'll see these questions come forward also when higher ed comes before us for their budget.
The latest survey from the Southern Regional Education Board found the average annual base CEO salary at a college in the South is about $300,000.